You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A federal grand jury has issued an indictment alleging that an Oshkosh man attempted to and employed a minor to engage in sexually explicit conduct for the purpose of producing child pornography. The indictment alleges 43-year-old Bradley Hounsell coerced a minor in the production and distribution of child pornography via the internet. If convicted, Hounsell faces 15 to 30 years in prison and could be fined up to $250,000 and would also be required to register as a sex offender. An indictment is only a charge and is not evidence of guilt. Hounsell will be tried in federal court. The City of Green Bay unveiled its first battery electric bus, or BEB, Monday. The bus will be part of the downtown to Titletown shuttle service during the NFL draft this week and then will become a regular part of the Green Bay Metro Transit fleet. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich said, "This bus is just the beginning of our journey toward a carbon-neutral Green Bay." Each electric bus costs about $1.2 million and was funded through federal surface transportation block grant dollars. The job market in Wisconsin continues to grow. New data from the Department of Workforce Development shows the state added 11,000 more jobs in March. We're seeing the most growth in service-providing positions, construction, and some manufacturing sectors. Unemployment continues to hold steady at about 3.2%, which is below the national average of 4.2%. Our labor participation rate here in Wisconsin is also higher than the national average. Economists are watching these numbers closely, however, as tariffs put employers in uncertain situations. A bill from Republican lawmakers makes significant changes to Wisconsin's unemployment insurance law, or UI law. Here's Joanne Krulatz with that story.
UI would be referred to as reemployment assistance. Waukesha Representative Scott Allen says it gives job seekers an extra push, calling it a compassionate bill designed to help people when they are at perhaps their lowest. Milwaukee Representative Ryan Clancy questions the need for changes, noting there's no data to suggest that the current UI program has a problem that needs fixing. The bill mandates creation of a division of reemployment assistance within the Department of Workforce Development and adds requirements for those seeking employment. It passed on a 4-2 committee vote Tuesday. The Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform also passed a bill to prohibit local governments from using tax money for guaranteed income programs.
The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin's DEI audits. Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Wittke say the hearing will be held Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released this month found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Wittke say agencies pushing DEI initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit showed that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs. Today is Earth Day, and Wisconsin Democrats are working to put environmental protections into the state constitution. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution. That makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
Three states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
According to Livability.com, Green Bay and Appleton joined Madison as the Wisconsin cities on its best places to live list. Now, the list isn't ranked, but it calls out 100 small to mid-sized cities that are considered for their economy, housing and cost of living, amenities, transportation, environment, safety, education, and health. April is Stress Awareness Month. Chronic stress can cause harm to your health. Engage in activities that promote relaxation and reach out to people who bring you support and assistance. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Game 2 of the best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked, did Damian Lillard look ready to play in practice yesterday?
Well, it's more them, the doctors, than him. You know, he's close. You know, listen, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jaire Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jaire. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller, The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or two possible today. Our high generally in the low to mid 50s here today. Tonight will drop to 40. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, some showers in the afternoon with a high tomorrow near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.